Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Essaouira in Morocco, a 16th century port city that is not only famous for its rich history, but also for its culinary culture. Our guide is Monocle's Gaelut.
Morocco's Mediterranean coast might be more well-known, but Essaouira, or Souira in Arabic, just 160 kilometers west of Marrakech, with its rampart encircled medina and whitewashed, blue-shuttered houses in the country's Atlantic coast, definitely deserves a visit by culture and food lovers alike. The relaxed coastal town has a rich history. It has been a trading post since the 5th century BC and later a Portuguese trading base for gold, spices and slaves, known at the time as Mogador. Its fortifications, honey-colored walls lined with Dutch cannons that rise from the sea, are UNESCO listed and have recently been the setting of Game of Thrones. Other famous pop culture references have left their marks in the city. Orson Welles filmed part of Othello here, and in the 60s, Souira became somewhat of a hippie destination, where Frank Zappa, Cat Stevens, and Jimi Hendrix have all spent some time enjoying its laid-back vibes. It is even rumored that Hendrix was inspired by the town for his famous song, Castles Made of Sand. Like in every city with such a rich and diverse history and healthy income of tourism, cuisine in Souira is booming. Drawing on Arab, Berber, Jewish, African and French traditions, it is a true melting pot of influences, and a string of stylish restaurants are opening here. If you ever find yourself in the wind city of Africa, be sure to start your day in the colorful tiled courtyard of Patisserie Chez Driss. This 1928 no-frills establishment is the place to go for a morning coffee and pastry. If you're more of a slow breakfast kind, head to Heure Bleue Palais Hotel, housed in a restored former palace with a palm tree-filled courtyard. Breakfast is served on silver platters and replete with fruits, cakes, and honey pancakes. Savor the delicious Moroccan pancakes, msemen and bahrid, which are different than regular pancakes by being made of a layered, puffy, croissant-like dough. Enjoy the morning sun by surfing or camel riding along the beach. Océan Vagabond Beach Club is where you can rent your equipment for the water sports. It is also where you can eat some good worldly dishes by the beach, such as burgers and niçoise salads, if that is what you need after a few hours of splashing around. If you want something more local, try one of the many fishermen wooden shacks at the port who sell their fresh catch of the day. You pick your fish or seafood from an ice bucket and have it grilled right in front of you and served with bread and salad. The monkfish, crab and sardines are always good picks. Continue your day by getting lost in the streets of the Medina, between carpet sellers, local artist ateliers and argan oil cooperatives, all to the rhythm of mesmerizing Gnawa music that was created by the descendants of African slaves. If you're tired and feel slightly peckish, grab some almonds and dates, the sweetest you will ever try, from one of the street sellers and head to Taros Bar, a rooftop bar overlooking the beach on one side and the city on the other, where you can have a cocktail while enjoying sunset. Morocco has a long history of winemaking with famous vineyards around Souira. So why not try the Petit Mogador rosé wine? For dinner, I recommend booking Caravan Café, a fun and buzzing restaurant with colorful interiors owned by the artist Didier Spindler, who proposes a menu fusing Moroccan dishes with influences from the French Caribbean Antilles. Try the Salade Marocaine à l'huile de l'argan to start, or the stir-fried artichokes and tomatoes. As a main, I highly recommend the shelled gambas with saffron sauce, or the more traditional lamb tagine with dried fruit. Dinner is an experience, and apart from the exquisite food, you will be entertained to live Gnawa music and a thrilling fire dance spectacle. On your way back to the hotel, get dessert in one of the many carts on the street. Try Shbekia, made of flour and honey, an incredibly sweet delight common in Ramadan. Sea breezes, souks, sand, and the smell of fresh grilled fish. There are many reasons to pick Suera as your next holiday destination. From Monaco in Suera, I'm Gaia Lutz. And it really didn't have to stop. It just kept on going. And so castles made of sand
slips into the sea. This has been episode number 96 of Food Neighborhoods, thanks to Gaia for the tour in Essaouira. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi, thanks for listening and goodbye.